So we're here at Bobby Jones Golf Course in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm here with Tyler Morse, who's the head pro. Tyler, thanks so much for sitting down with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Well, before we talk about the golf course, tell us about your golf background. How did you end up here?
So I've been in the golf business for running on 12 years now. When I was 16 years old, I just fell in love with a high school job, and it's been a career ever since.
Yeah.
I've been sort of really getting into it the last 4 or 5 years. I'm in the PGA program as an associate right now, making my way towards membership, and have sort of been in about 3 courses in the last 4 years before I came here as an assistant, and then was fortunate enough to get the head pro job here within about last 5 months. So it's been fun.
Fantastic. And give us the background on this golf course.
Sure. So the Bobby Jones Golf Course has obviously been here since around 1930. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks, you know, we get come here, give great stories about how they've played here growing up, you know, yeah. their first round of golf with their family. And
yep.
So it's really cool to hear those stories and that background. But, you know, it's come a long way from where it was back there. It's kind of evolved as the game of golf has evolved. And we've sort of taken on a little bit of a new identity. And
yeah.
We're kind of embracing that and running with it. Is sort of not your traditional golf course, but
yeah.
It's definitely one fun experience out here.
Well, and it's kind of a new idea, or really, you know, a new thought process in the States, at least. And, you know, golf courses, you don't have to just be subject to, you know, the land, and you can use that in more creative ways. And it seems that you all have done that here, right?
Yeah, that was one of the biggest pushes of the redesign and the project, was to sort of utilize the space that we had with sort of being, you know, quote unquote, urban golf.
Mm-hmm.
The old course was 18 holes, no driving range, very tight layout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the running joke was to play here, you had to bring a hard hat to be able to get around the course.
Yeah.
So the way that sort of Bob Cupp was the original architect, and then mm-hmm. his son Bobby finished after Mr. Cupp passed.
Mm-hmm.
And the utilization of being able to provide a premium practice facility, the driving range, you know, then also a golf course as well. And now sort of what everything in the Murray Golf House is sort of transformed into, with the new restaurant with Boone's coming online,
yeah.
you know, a putting course, a par 3 course, and everything like that, just really utilizing all that space to kind of create a full golf experience like no other.
Yeah, definitely. And tell us about the idea of the putting course. How did that come about?
So it was modeled after the putting course at St. Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
We also got some inspiration from the Raceway putting course at Sea Island.
Great.
But essentially, it's a 9-hole putting course, the Dan Yates putting course out there. A lot of undulation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, I guess you can call it putt-putt on steroids.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. You know, the daily layout changes as well with the direction of the course that we're playing, whether it's the Magnolia or the Azalea course on the actual golf course.
Yep.
The Dan Yates putting course mirrors that direction and
very
the colors
cool.
with the flags out there too.
So. Yeah, definitely. Well, this is actually my first time playing a true reversible golf course. Mm-hmm. What can I expect out there?
Well, so it's very links style, very open.
Yeah.
The running joke is that your fairways and regulation percentage is going to skyrocket.
Love it.
It's all one cut fairway. There's no rough out there. So
yep.
it's all the same cut, obviously, aside from the bunkers.
Mm-hmm.
And the greens are sort of this course's defense.
Yeah.
They're raised greens, sort of yep. like you would see at a St. Andrews, or a very links style.
Yep.
A lot of undulations, very, very fast, a great shape. So
yeah.
that's kind of the defense of the golf course.
Definitely. And course architect, Bob Cupp. Right. Would you say that this course mirrors a lot of his other work as well?
I would say so. A lot of the inspiration for this particular course was drawn from St. Andrews. You know,
yeah.
they have an 18-hole reversible layout up
mm-hmm.
there. So it was that was sort of the inspiration there, obviously with a few changes being in the heart of Atlanta, but
yeah.
Very, very similar to that.
Certainly. And the course here, the pars actually differ on, like, the order of par differs in the course being reversed, right?
Yeah, so essentially it's 2 9-hole golf courses that occupy the same space.
Mm-hmm.
We play those in different directions for tee time days,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the Azalea or the Magnolia course, and it's really, really crazy how, you know, the same plot of land, the same area, you've got different routings, different, completely different holes that just give you a new feel almost coming out here every day to play them.
Definitely. And what course are we playing today, and what can we expect on that layout?
So we're playing the Magnolia course today. It favors a fade.
Okay.
You know, sort of a lot of the holes are moving left to right.
Yep.
Drivable par 4 on the 4th hole. That's a lot of fun.
Great.
You got a tough par 5 after that, so it's a good little 1-2 punch. But now this one's probably between the two a little bit tougher.
Yeah.
So you will have your work cut out for you. But it's much, much, much more rewarding to post a good score on the Magnolia course than it is the Azalea course.
Perfect. And you already mentioned one of the holes, and hole four, it sounds like a favorite. What are any of the other ones that are notable to you?
Well, so I would say probably my favorite would be Magnolia 8, so one you'll play today.
Okay.
It's a short little par 3. You know, we can play it with the tee system that we have anywhere from 100 yards to about 180 yards, so it kind of varies. Doesn't look like a lot, but it is a really, really good hole.
Yeah.
But I'm a little biased, though, because I aced it. So
I love that. Well, send some of that luck my way.
I'll do my best.
So we talked about the Magnolia layout that we're playing today. Mm-hmm. What's different about the Azalea layout?
So that sort of favors a draw hitter. Okay. A lot of the holes move right to left, which is a kind of a cool concept that those in the same space will play completely different to potentially different hitters.
Mm-hmm.
Got another drivable par 4 in that. It plays a little bit tougher. The one you'll play today is a little bit easier.
Yep.
And it's got a really, really tough hole for Azalea 3. It kind of wraps around the pond out there and into the wind. That can be a really, really tough hole. So
yeah.
It's a really good give and take and a good balance between both. It's just sort of a preference as to which one you like.
Certainly. Well, I'm literally going from this interview straight out to the first tee, basically. What are your final tips for me?
Roll some putts.
Yeah.
Definitely kind of get a feel for the greens. They're in great shape right now. They're rolling. Like I said, that's the course's defense.
Yep.
You can pretty much go anywhere that you want off the tee. So you got a little bit of forgiveness there. But as long as you're rolling the rock pretty good, you'll do fine.
Love it. Well, Tyler, once again, thank you so much for sitting down with us and giving us a little bit of context before I run out there and try to hole some putts.
Yeah, my pleasure. Enjoy you coming out. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it. Well, I just got done playing Bobby Jones golf course in Atlanta, Georgia. And what a fantastic facility. And thanks so much for Tyler for his interview that you heard just prior to this. Such a fun place to play golf, and really what every major city should have, which is not only a facility that brings people there that have really never played the game before, and also a facility that is enjoyable for a scratch golfer. They have 8 different tee levels for that golf course, and so you can imagine that the yardages can vary a lot. I played the Magnolia course today from about 3,500 yards through, or for 9 holes, and I love how it's set up. It's unique, and again, every city should look into using some sort of land for something like this. It's, you know, 9 holes. It's reversible, so the greens are big enough to where you have 2 different pin placements. So if you want to play the same 9 twice, you can, you know, go for 2 different pins. If you, you know, are lucky enough to be there for an outing, you can play it both directions, or you can also play it, you know, the different directions on different days. I had a couple playing partners with me today who I had never met before. And one of them has played both routings before and said both of them are unique and enjoyable in their own way. The one that we played today really gave you everything that you wanted from a shot making standpoint. And definitely the exciting part of that golf course are the greens. They have a lot going on, and really no putt is a gimme. I had a handful of 5 footers that had a lot of movement to them, really, really quick. And along with the course itself, you know, having the putting course there that is 9 holes and also reversible, and it's to kind of keep in flow with the golf course is really unique. When I left the facility, there were 2 different families that were there going through that putting course just for fun. And Tyler said, you know, in his interview that, you know, you have people who come out there and just play the putting course, and it's free. So again, a driving range there, you've got the putting course on site, and then you've got the 9-hole reversible golf course. As far as the golf course goes, a couple of the holes that I thought were really fun, you have on the Magnolia layout, holes 7, 8, and 9, the finishing holes. Really fantastic. 7 is a really long par 4, depending on the yardage that you play it from, and it borders a lake or a little body of water there. And so you definitely have to keep the ball out to the left-hand side, but you can try to cut off that body of water and make it a little bit more of a shorter par 4 if you'd like for some of the longer hitters. The pin placements for the routing that we played today on hole 7 was a little bit more favorable. It was in the front left-hand corner. The other pin placement, if we would have played it a second time, was in the far right-hand corner, which would have provided a much tougher shot over the water. 8 is a shorter par 3 with an elevated green. If you hit the green, you have a really good shot at making birdie again. There were two different pin placements. We were really thankfully hit to the easier pin location for the first side. The second side, if we were to play it again, the second side was a lot tougher with the pin location in the far back. And then for 9, the finishing hole, it's a par 5, and you have really a dogleg to the right that straightens out at the end of the hole and goes back across a ravine. Because of the way that the course is built out and it's having the same cut of grass across fairways and rough, it actually kind of gives you the ability to tackle that hole straight on. There are some trees there that are planted that at some point you won't be able to do that. But I took that straight on and then had somewhere in the neighborhood of 230 yards in for my second shot. But it's very much protected by the ravine and trees around it. And so I actually just laid up out to the right, 150 yards or so, and then had a little pitch into the green. All of the greens, no matter what, are definitely tough. I mean, you have to have your A game out there when it comes to putting. And as Tyler said, it's really the course's defense, and he's exactly right. That's a perfect way of putting that, is you're going to lose some shots on the greens if you're not careful, no matter if you're chipping up into them or if you're putting. I was short and right on 6, I believe, and had a pitch back up the hill to a pin that was elevated, and I did not get it up all the way up to the hill, and it rolled all the way back about 15 feet further. So again, if you're not on your A game when it comes to your short game, your pitching and your putting, that's going to be a tough golf course. The fun part about it is I really did not hit the ball very well off the tee, but I got away with it because, again, with the wide openness of the golf course, you have the ability to really make it enjoyable off the tee. And if you're hitting your irons and putting it well, that's a golf course that's going to be really exciting. But what I really enjoy about that course is that it's going to bring a lot of people to the game of golf. And you know, Tyler said when we were talking that you have a lot of people that come in the clubhouse and say, hey, I just shot my best round ever. And that's really the point of golf. And what I also really like about that place is that you have 8 different tee boxes. And so, as we heard on a previous episode with Frank at Grove Park, he said, don't get ahead of yourself with the tee boxes that you're playing, and don't feel like you have to take on the golf course from an unmanageable point of view. So when you're thinking about going to play golf, don't hesitate to play from a tee box or two up if you're new to the game. And because of that, this golf course really gives the opportunity for players to play it from tees that are a little bit farther up and make it a lot more enjoyable. So overall, I would say that this is such a fun place to go play golf if you are traveling through the Atlanta area, or if you live in the Atlanta area, you should definitely check it out. I will also say that this, you know, was a facility that was really renovated, you know, recently. Some of my family members had played the old facility. The guys that I played with today had also played the old facility, and it's completely different. So go out there with a new point of view. Be excited about the new place. Again, it is very, very unique to really a lot of golf courses around it, and certainly any public course around the Atlanta area. So Bobby Jones Golf Club, 2 thumbs up. Please go out there and play it and have a lot of fun.